Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The search has resumed for a pilot and four passengers whose plane crashed in Denali National Park Saturday. The Park Service reports there's been no communication from the pilot or passengers since two satellite phone calls from the pilot after the crash into Thunder Mountain, 14 miles southwest of Denali, at about 6 p.m. Saturday. The calls indicated all survived with injuries. An NPS update this morning says weather hampered search efforts yesterday. It says an agency high-altitude helicopter, two National Guard helicopters, and a Guard C-130 plane left Talkeetna this morning to resume the search. It says an Army Chinook helicopter from Fort Wainwright is expected to drop off a team to set up a search staging area on the glacier. The crash site is described as near vertical rock, ice, and snow. The downed plane is a de Havilland Beaver operated by K2 Aviation out of Talkeetna. The four passengers, all from Poland, were on a flight seeing trip. Names of the passengers and pilot have not been released. The Nelchina caribou herd has declined from 50,000 to 35,000 animals, prompting changes to this year's hunts. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Regional Management Coordinator Todd Rinaldi says the kill is being restricted to bulls and the harvest quota reduced.
1,400 animals have been parsed out over the four hunts in the Nelchina Basin.
Rinaldi says that's down from a 2016 harvest of 6,000 caribou and 5,000 last year, takes based on a much larger herd size.
The last 2 years, we had population estimates hovering around 50,000, and that's 10,000 over the upper end of our population objective. And so we had increased opportunity, including the harvest of cows in addition to bulls. So those high levels of harvest combined with other natural environmental factors on the landscape have brought us down to within the population objective.
Rinaldi says the Nelchina herd's current population of 35,000 is at the low end of the management target. He says natural factors affecting the herd include severe wintering conditions, fewer calves born this spring, and some Nelchina animals merging with the 40-mile caribou herd. The Nelchina caribou hunts occur in Game Management Unit 13 off the Glen, Denali, Richardson, and Parks highways. The Fairbanks City Council meets tonight and will consider a measure that would change some of the ways city officials conduct collective bargaining with unions. The ordinance offered by Council Member Jerry Cleworth affirms the mayor's primary role in conducting negotiations. It states the mayor or a designated alternate would serve as lead spokesperson in the negotiations. It also authorizes the council to select a negotiation representative. The measure also sets goals for negotiations, including the reward of, quote, superior employees with merit pay increases in lieu of pay hikes based on longevity. It would also limit personal leave and encourage consistency in contracts with various unions. The council will hear first reading of the ordinance tonight. If advanced, it will be up for public hearing and final consideration at the council's August 20th meeting. A candidate forum that usually happens during the Tanana Valley Fair has been rescheduled for later this month. League of Women Voters of the Tanana Valley President Rebecca Heaton says the event has been reset for Friday, August 17th at the Borough Building downtown.
After discussing with fellow league members about how large the primary is this year, we just thought it would be best to move our candidate forum over to the Borough Assembly Chamber so that we could reach as wide an audience as possible.
Heaton says all state and federal office primary candidates have been invited and that it looks like the turnout will be good at the forum, which will be live broadcast on KUAC Radio. Heaton says the league will hold another forum in September for candidates running for local, city, and borough offices. A Fairbanks site is one of four in the nation being recognized by the World Meteorological Organization for over a century of consistent observations at the same location. The site at the Experiment Farm began logging daily readings in July 1911. And Weather Service Climate Science and Services Manager Rick Toman says farm staff have maintained observations at the location ever since.
Almost unbroken record in the last 107 years. And importantly, the weather observation has been made at almost the exact same spot that whole time. That is pretty rare, not just in Alaska, but most places in the world.
Toman says the Experiment Farm observation site is the only one in Alaska to meet stringent World Meteorological Organization standards, but notes that the farm was not Fairbanks' first weather observation site.
In the brand new town of Fairbanks in the fall of 1904, Hudson Stuck made the first climate observations And those were made in what's now downtown until 1911, when the observations moved out to the experiment farm.
The experiment farm became part of the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and UAF and the Weather Service plan to hold an event this fall to mark the World Meteorological Organization recognition, which comes with a bronze plaque. I'm Dan Bross.